Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fitness on the Front Lines, where we're not actually two grown men. We're two children in a trench coat acting like we're grown men.
I don't even know.
All right. So anyways, today we got to... I'm just getting weirder and weirder with these. So how has your training week been, Eric?
I'm beat up.
You're beat up?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Why? What's happened to you this week?
I don't know. My ribs hurt. I've got a golf ball size bruise on my thigh.
Oh, yeah. You showed that to me yesterday. That thing looked gross.
My right trap hurts. My right knee's tight.
Your right trap hurts?
Yeah.
That's so... I've never had a singular trap hurt. Most of mine are like, anytime your traps get sore, it's both of them.
Yeah, yesterday I couldn't really look to the right. It's better today.
You can kind of glance.
I just didn't turn that way in the car. Left turns only.
This is a good thing. I only have to make left turns to the gym. Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Well, no. Yeah.
No. Dude, are you serious? Like, what do you think caused that?
I don't know. I'm doing a lot right now.
Doing a lot? You just got a lot going on.
I think it's the most lifting I've ever done.
Yeah.
In the 8 years I've been doing this. Yeah, it's the most lifting I've ever done.
This is the most...
Most consistent lifting I've ever done.
I was literally just about to say, this is the most consistent lifting I've ever seen you do in the 3.5 years that I've known you.
I always have done a lot of Metcons. Those don't really bother me, but the lifting kills me.
Yeah. It's just your body getting used to it. This is the
weights. I hope so.
This is the weights actually bullying you into being good.
Everything's coming back, so...
Yeah, you hit a PR this past week, was it? Like a 5-rep PR?
Mm-hmm.
I hit a 3-rep PR on Saturday too, so I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
so
got 3 at 405 yesterday. Ooh, deadlift. So
I've never done more than 1 at 405. That's not my max, but I've never like tried to get for reps. So I'm pretty impressed with that. I got 170 for 3 on presses Saturday. So I was like, I guess strength of power is working. Whenever I started, it was 145. Yeah. So. We're getting there.
Yeah. I mean, I've changed my diet a lot. I think I'm sitting at 188 right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, heavy. Whoa. Boy. We're getting there.
Yeah, dude, you're almost as fat as I am now.
So close.
What is your diet looking like right now?
I upped my carbs a whole lot now.
A whole lot?
Yeah, I'm at like what? 450 now.
Jesus. Do you just like...
I bought that carb supplement again.
Oh, yeah? Dude, yeah. That stuff smells so good. What is it again?
It's Motion by X-Works.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So what does it do? What's the purpose of it?
It's just...
For people are going to smell this and be like, what is that? So let's just go ahead and get that out.
It's just this carb supplement. I really don't even know. It looks like cocaine.
It does.
It really does.
And it smells beautiful.
It is the best tasting supplement I've ever had.
You're just like, oh no, not another scoop.
Yeah. I only take it if I'm low on carbs or if I need something after a workout, if I feel kind of drained.
Yeah.
And I don't have a Gatorade. It's kind of like that.
Feel kind of drained or like kind of hungry or like what do
both.
You? Both.
Both. Mm-hmm.
And it actually, does it work as a meal replacement?
No.
Okay, but it does kind of like fill
you have
you
to
up
have like
to...
8 scoops to be a meal, which you don't want. That stuff's pretty sweet.
Then it's just sludge. Then. Man, so pretty much you just take it as kind of like extra fuel,
mm-hmm.
but it's not an energy supplement. It's
no,
more
it has,
like a...
It has no caffeine in it or anything. It is literally like if you chopped up rice and put it in a bag.
But it doesn't taste like
no,
chopped
it tastes
rice.
Like raspberry lemonade.
Yeah, and it smells divine.
Yeah, but don't travel with it in like a in like a Ziploc bag.
Oh,
or anything,
yeah, for
dude.
Real.
It really
it looks like fine powder cocaine.
It is white powder.
Yeah, don't ask how we know that.
Just
so anyway,
just take it in the bag.
Yeah, just take it, scoop it, drink it. That's it. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, don't.
As far as for me, the biggest thing that I did this week was Gretel.
Yeah, that sucked.
That sucked. So it's one of CrossFit's new girl
it
workouts.
Really was bad.
And it's pretty much Grace, but interject every 3 reps with 3 burpees. And no matter what, it's 10 reps of 3 burpees. Oh, yeah, it's 10 reps of 3 clean and jerks and 3 burpees. 135 for guys, 95 for girls. It's awful.
You know what I was thinking about? It's obviously you're doing grace.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel like, just think about where you were at on round 3 and 4.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you just hit 20 reps on grace if you're just doing grace. But you feel like that the whole time.
The whole time.
It's horrible.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. Somebody, probably Dave.
Yeah, that's actually purely awful. And it was featured at the...
It's been at 2 semifinals now.
Which ones?
It was at the Mid-Atlantic one and then the online qualifier.
Okay. Yeah. It's
and
just,
those people, I saw a time of 220.
Yeah, chill out. Chill
220?
Out. 220? Who hit 220?
Some chick. I
some
don't know.
Speed demon is what it is.
I don't know.
It'd have to be some chick.
Average time for them was 311.
Chicks are way more agile than men, so that's the only way I'd believe it.
Well, they're way
it.
Better than we are.
Yeah. I mean, but for real, though, like if you told me some dude, I'm like, nah, he's too bulky to hit 220. But like some chick, they're way more agile. So I'm like, yeah, I believe that. But even still, chill out.
That's so fast.
That's so freaking fast.
That's literally you get up after your last burpee and just pick it up.
Just pick it up.
Because there's no other, you can't, I don't think you can go any faster than that. 220, we're talking about, that's still faster than some people's grace time.
That's faster than my grace time. This me, you're looking at one.
Right here.
Yeah, right here. I'm the guy. I'm the man. No, but that's so freaking impressive, dude. Do you know who it was?
I don't know. The online one was for only the Europeans.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I can make this joke. We don't know who they are.
Yeah. We literally don't know who they are.
I have no idea who. I really don't know who it was. I know Katrin was in that one and Sam Briggs, but I don't know the rest of them.
Oh, Sam Briggs.
She made it.
Barely.
Hey,
she made
38 or 39. So
she made it, but didn't know that she made it.
Yeah, it was a whole.
It was like some kind of debacle. CrossFit's really wet in the bed going on right now, dude. What is
going
on?
So unorganized.
What's going
on? So the...
It's like the 15th year of the sport or
so
something.
So it's just like the Open where you have to print off those stupid sheets.
Yeah.
They didn't clearly list out the rules on workouts 3 and 4. And one of the girls that won Gretel, actually, she's the one that did in 220. But her judge was stopping her bar every time from bouncing.
Oh.
But it didn't say that in the workout description. So he could... do that, but then they went back and were like, no, you can't do that, you're out. So I'm like, you need to give her a spot, because they celebrated and did everything.
Yeah,
I was like, give her a spot, that's unfair.
Hold up, the rules don't say that.
No, they said it on the first 2 workouts, but 3 and 4 they
didn't
not
say
the
that.
Judge, you could have done anything.
Yeah
And all he was doing was she'd drop it and he would just settle it. He wouldn't even like holding it, he would just like put his hand on it.
Yeah, just make sure it don't roll away.
Yeah, it's BS. She
that could have been
a
like
spot, a. Because I would be so mad.
Well, dude, they could argue that's a space issue.
Yeah, but I mean, I've always hated the whole videotape yourself and send it in, because there are people that get screwed on that all the time.
All right, so I was watching one of the Opens, not to kind of crap on Noah Olsen, but here we go. he was doing,
fake abs.
I'm not gonna say
implants, dude.
Dude,
it's so freaky looking.
He literally looks like
He looks like a superhero.
Yeah, but like a drawn superhero, not like what you see in the Marvel movies.
No, it's like the superhero figurines.
Yes, yeah. Like we have a couple of buff figurines
he
behind
looks
us.
Like that.
That's exactly what his abs look like. Yeah. He looks like his abs look like bread rolls.
He looks like a buff Pikachu.
Yeah, he really does. He looks jacked. But no, he was doing, I think it was 21.3 with like the thrusters and stuff. They put their clock behind the rig.
Wasn't it blurry too?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could see it enough to like know what time it was. As far as like on the outsides, but the two numbers on the insides, I couldn't see them.
Yeah.
I couldn't see them at all. I had no idea what time it was.
I mean, the most famous one was when Josh Bridges did that deadlift workout and he wasn't extending all the way.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which he wasn't.
Dude, people crapped on him.
But they let him slide with that. But then they'll let other people that are doing it fine not
they let
get Brooke any further.
Wells, so. With the... handstand push-up debacle, was that in 18? Because I remember like something about that. Had no idea who she was. whenever I'd started, because I started in 18, and it was like right during game season whenever I started CrossFit. Mm-hmm. And so I was like trying to keep up with it. And I'm like, I have no idea who Brooke Wells is. And like, now I know exactly who Brooke Wells is and all that stuff. All right, hold up. I need to go back a couple, like several episodes. We trashed on Brooke Wells on her form and stuff.
You did.
I did. I absolutely did. I just want to say, Brooke, I know you're listening. ever since she started doing Proven.
Yeah, she's a lot better.
She's improved immensely.
Mm-hmm.
It actually looks really, really good. So I'm proud of you, Brooke. Proud of you, Brooke Wells. But anyways, we actually have a topic to talk about today instead of just rambling about the games. Eric wanted to talk about something today.
This was brought to me by Katie, actually.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Did you ask her about something that we mm-hmm. can talk about? Okay, what is it exactly that you would like to talk about?
Let me pull up the exact.
Ooh.
It's the effects of stress on the body and optimizing your recovery.
Okay. I'm stressed out all the time.
I mean, <No. laughs> that's what it means is yeah. like all outside stresses,
inside stresses, meaning like inside the gym.
CrossFit stresses you out.
Yeah, I was stressed about Gradle.
It promotes a flight or fight response.
Yeah,
any high intensity workout, that's what happens.
Yeah,
when you feel like you're dying, your body is in that survival mode.
Yeah,
and that's usually when the workout is going to get pretty bad, and Gradle put you in that immediately.
Yes. By round three, you were sucking wind so yeah. bad. Everybody was. Everyone says round three is when it gets bad.
Yeah, three and four, I was like, whoops.
Kind of want to go home now.
Yeah, but, I mean, controlling stresses and all that, something that always helps me is CrossFit's not everything.
Okay.
It's how I make a living. It's basically, I've made it my life, but yeah. it's the actual working out side of it, I try to take not super serious.
Right.
Because if you go home, and I always say this, I'm still, hey, Mom, I got 210 on my Fran time. She was like,
what?
Who the heck is Fran and what are you doing? So in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter.
Outside of this gym, nothing matters no. that happens in here.
No.
These people in here care. That's about it. It's
yeah.
basically what we're saying is like, you know, it sounds like we're really saying check your ego at the door, which is something that you need to do. But it what is. We're really saying is don't worry so much.
Yeah, you don't need to stress about your times and your yeah. weights and your whatever's going on. It's in the gym, it's just for that hour, just have as much fun as you can and don't yeah. worry about anything else.
Because it's supposed to be
a stress reliever.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a stress reliever. It's supposed to be, I mean, not to like quote the name of another podcast, it's actually really good to listen to, is best hour of their day. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the best hour of your day.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to come in here and have fun. And if you're not having fun, if you're sitting there like you see the workout at, what is it? Is it posted 7 or 8? I usually check it in the morning, so I don't know what time
yeah.
it posts.
I have no idea. Yeah.
I check it whenever you send it to the coaches yeah. for programming and read through it, and then I check
look at it
again.
The week before, and then I forget every one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing today? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I check usually like around like 6 or 7 in the morning just yeah. to just see what's going on. But if you're one of those people that like you read a workout and then immediately you stress about it all day.
Well, if you're like, this is how I am during the open.
Yeah.
And usually after the open, my body is just kind of like, okay, we need to like take it easy.
Yeah.
Because it stresses you out. It stresses me out. When I see the workout, I literally imagine myself doing the workout yeah. all day.
And then I physically watch you age. I'm joking.
The gray hairs happen.
But now, if you're sitting there and you're stressing out about it from the time you see the workout to 3, 2, 1, go, maybe what would advice would you give to somebody like that? That's kind of a hard question to answer because I don't yeah, even know how to answer that one.
It could be how long have you been going all out? Maybe. Yeah. I mean,
maybe you don't need to go all out.
Nobody ever does.
No.
Unless you're in a competition setting.
Yeah.
Your adrenaline's at 100%.
Yeah.
That's when you go all out. The open is when you go all out.
You're in here for health.
In here, you're probably shooting at like 80 to 88%.
Yeah.
Maybe 90%. Gretel, you might have tried a little bit harder. It's got a name on it. It's got that feel. But I would ask how long, how many weeks in a row have we gone at your full?
Yeah.
And then maybe you need a deload week.
Yeah.
Where you do scale option two.
Yeah.
Or one every single day, no matter what.
I mean, I'm a coach. I'm not going to make fun of you for going scale option two. And if anyone else in here seriously makes fun of you for going scale option two, let us know. We're going to kick them out. No, but seriously, let us know for real, because that's uncalled for. And I mean, I don't think that actually happens, but I'm just saying.
No.
What we're also saying is that people don't care.
No.
You're in here for longevity. You're in here for health. You're in here that way. Whenever you have grandkids and you're still kicking it at 80 and great grandkids and whatnot, they're going to know who you are. Mm-hmm. They're going to know your face. They're going to be able to come to your house and you're going to be able to go and do stuff with them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're here for. You're not here to smash Rich Froning's Fran time. You're not here to be Eddie Hall and Grace. You know, that's, no one cares.
No.
If I walked up to the cashier at Walmart, I mean, like, do you know what Eddie Hall's Grace time is? Do you know what Rich Froning's Fran time is? They'd be like, what?
It's 2:10.
Right. Yeah, it turns out I have to roll the roulette where I have a cashier that does CrossFit.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That would actually be funny. But no, that's not really something that you need to stress yourself out about, because you're supposed to have fun in here.
Yeah.
And I've had times, I've had weeks, I've had months before where training was not fun.
No.
For me, like this past week, let's take Monday, for example. It was scorching outside.
Monday was bad.
It was super bad. And I had to stay outside in it all day. Not like trying to make you know, pity me or whatever. But whenever I looked at that work, I said, I'm not doing it. I'm not, because I just didn't have the capacity to be able to do that, and then strength and power. And I'm like, if I'm coaching class, I need to do the workout that they're going to have to do. So basically, I was like, I'm only going to do what I have to do, just because my body's wore out from the sun. So therefore, and I even went kind of light that day too.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, I have to make sure that this is still fun for me, that I'm going to enjoy this, and I don't need to kill myself, you know, even though the sun has wore me out for the past 9 hours. So that's something else too that you got to think about, like your environment and stuff. But if you want to talk about, I remember you said a little bit earlier about optimizing your recovery and stuff, where would you start? What you're eating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Elaborate.
I mean, are you getting enough fuel?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping? I mean, things like that.
What do you mean by are you sleeping?
Are you getting enough sleep?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, like 6 hours, I'm fine. If you're one of those that needs 8, then you need to make sure that you're doing whatever you can.
Yeah.
As far as nutrition, I'll immediately look at your carbs, your carb intake.
But carbs are bad, Eric.
Yeah, I wish. that's where I would point to. I'd also point to, are you one of those that does RX every day?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hitting the target times? Are you...
That target time is a serious indicator.
Yeah. If you're getting capped every day, you're killing yourself.
Yeah. If you're getting capped every day, you come in here, you're like, dang it, and you hit that clock ding because you didn't finish or mm-hmm. something, immediately start to think about that.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to start going towards trying to hit that target time.
Yeah.
Because I know me as a coach, I need to practice what I preach. So therefore, I look at it and I'm like, yeah, I could do Gretel RX. Absolutely, I could. But that target time, there's no way I could finish. There's no way I could finish. I fully believe I could finish it within the time cap. I'd be knocking on the door, but I knew that I wouldn't be able to finish within that that time domain, and I knew that if I don't, I'm wasting my time in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that again. If you're not looking for that that time domain that we're trying to hit in, like the time, the target time. It left me there for a second. If you're not trying to hit that, you might actually be wasting your time in here. It's a huge possibility. So that's why we keep pushing, like, scale. Don't be afraid to scale. No one cares if you scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go for that target time, and you'll find that you'll feel better, for one, and you won't feel as bad the next day.
Yeah. Another thing is mobility. Are you doing your ROMWOD or your GOWOD?
I've started ROMWOD this past, like, at the beginning of the month. I've started mm-hmm. it. Love it, by the way. It's actually really great.
Yeah. Those things help. It's also a stress reliever. Mobility, you can kind of,
yeah.
If you pick a time every day to do it, you can kind of zone out.
Yeah.
Actually help you a lot. That's kind of the, I mean, I was watching, who was I watching? Marcus Philly, mm-hmm. super ripped guy.
Super shredded.
Yeah, super shredded.
Like, you could shred cheese on him. Like, yeah. Like, probably the most shredded human I've ever seen.
He's the most shredded human I've ever seen and maintains that.
Yeah. Holds it.
Like, what you see on your little Instagram stories and your magazines, they're probably like that health. For that shoot, and then they go right back to what they were doing.
They optimize themselves to where they can, for like a small window of time, to look like those, you know, like people that go for like Mr. Universe or, you know, classic bodybuilding at the Arnold and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those guys literally, like, they bulk throughout the year to get mm-hmm. as big as possible. And then they just start shredding for like a couple of months before. It's like 2 or 3 months before they start it. And it's that way they just look like, you know, stretched skin, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. But he was saying that high-intensity workouts are awesome, but they're not something that you need to do every single day.
What?
Yeah. So if you have noticed our programming, some days – like, we'll hit Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are usually pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday's still hard, but it's nothing that's going to kill you.
Right.
Friday's usually kind of a mix of the whole week, and then Saturday's actually the worst day of the week.
Yeah.
Those are usually the hardest, and they're usually the really long workouts.
Yeah.
But Thursdays are usually low impact, meaning it's going to be their body weight.
Mm-hmm.
The weightlifting's probably not going to be that heavy.
If there even is.
Yeah,
sometimes we go on cycles and we do it. Sometimes we're not on cycles. Yeah.
It's really good to let your body not go at high intensity all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe you might be one of those people that need that 40-minute long row or bike ride or something like that to keep the stress down. And you'll notice that your recovery will probably increase if you do something like that. That's something I got from him. So
was the,
doing something, maybe just a bodybuilding session for the day, or just a long bike ride or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that helps a lot. I've noticed it helps me out a lot. Mayhem does it. They've been doing that for years.
Right.
So,
I mean, they do like, they have a bodybuilding session every Thursday, don't they?
Yeah. They're about to make it its own thing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, people are really digging it, so they're about to sell it.
Why not?
I would. I've thought about it here.
Yeah.
Like bodybuilding's not the worst thing in the world if you can make it functional.
Yeah.
I don't care about the chest flies and all that garbage. Like, I want to do something that's going to help me outside of the gym.
Right.
While making you look jacked.
I mean, I'm not going to just like sit here and plug, but I mean, I think I heard that strength and power pretty much does that.
Mm. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. We just throw some strongman implements in there too.
Yeah.
So like, I've noticed that Martins Lisi, who we get our programming from, if you don't know who Martins Lisi is, he is the 2019 World's Strongest Man. A huge fan of him. But I noticed for him, he has like 1 to 2 big lifts. They're like either something that will train him for a strongman lift or event, or it's actually a piece of strongman equipment that you're dealing with. That's why we've gotten like the yoke and the log and stuff here lately. So that way we can actually do all of that, because I've been having to sub it for different things. And then afterwards, a ton of accessories. And I mean a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the accessories around what your main stuff helps your main stuff. I know that sounds like very preschool to say it like that, but I mean, I know typically whenever I'm, you know, I see a Metcon on the board and there's like accessories up there, a lot of people won't do them.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, okay, they just see it as like extra work or whatever. It's like, no, it's actually to help you. So that's something to think about as well.
Yeah, I mean, Ollie's all accessory work. It's all we do.
All accessory. So.
You have your two major lifts, but how to get good at those two major lifts is literally just accessory. That's all we do.
Yeah. Strength of power, we're just making you good at bringing in the groceries and picking your kids up. That's it. But yeah, did you have anything else to add to that?
No, I mean, stress is, I mean, it has a lot of negative impacts on the body. It can retain fat if you're looking to lose weight. It can hinder that.
Yes, stress can make you retain fat.
Yeah, it really can.
Look into it. We're not going to cite the study. I've actually seen the study about it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Look into that. If you're trying to lose weight, first of all, try to get relaxed any way that
relax.
You can. Yeah, because you will hold on to it.
Yeah, you will.
And then what else?
I totally forgot.
That's pretty much. We're pretty much at the end of it anyways. So, do you have any closing remarks about anything?
No. Not really. Anytime anybody wants to work out, I'm here at 1:30.
Yeah.
Go till 3:30.
Yeah.
I do some nastiness.
Some nastiness. You do pretty much the class workout, except for kind of like RX Plus, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Plus.
And then you got like a bunch of lifting afterwards.
Yeah.
And if you want to get just dummy strong, you know, you can come to one of the 5:30 classes.
Our 5:30s, they are getting strong.
Either one, I'm seeing members from both, hitting PRs left and right. I mean, you know, it's just...
A lot.
Yeah, so...
A whole lot.
Had a guy hit 3 PRs on Saturday, Chaney. He hit a deadlift PR, a press PR, and then a bench press PR as well. So, yeah. Just because we were pressing. Me and him just decided to come up here just because we didn't really have much to do. We're like, oh, let's just go up there and just kind of work out, you know, just like mess around. And then we're like, hey, let's deadlift. Let's just see where it's at. And I deadlifted the day before, and I'm like, if I can get kind of close to my max, which I did, I'm like, I'll be happy, you know, because like my hamstrings were already kind of shot. But for him, he's so low confident in himself. I was like, I lied to him for one. I put 4 plates on the bar. He doesn't know gym math. 4 plates is 405, and his all-time high was 395. And so I told him, I was like, this is not a max for you, but you can do this. It absolutely was a max for him. He walked into the bar, deadlifted it up. It was a little slow past the knees, but he got it just fine, set it right back down. Went and sat down. I said, so Chaney, I lied to you. That wasn't... That was a PR. That was 405, and he went nuts after that. He was like so over the moon. He wrote it on his hat, 400 club and all that stuff. So, I mean, anyways, so if you've got nothing else to add,
nope.
We'll go ahead and close this episode out, guys. Take recovery serious. We will preach this till the end of time, because why do this if you're just going to beat yourself up constantly? You do have a threshold.
Yeah, and if you have any nagging stuff going on, I can usually figure it out.
Yeah.
If you felt something pop, don't come to me, because that's out of my realm. But if you're like, my knee or shoulder hurts, I can usually figure it out.
Right. But guys, if you want to check us out on other social medias, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube under Rocket City CrossFit. Listen to our other podcast, The Secret Dungeon. And guys, check us out next week whenever we have Dr. Phil on the show. So we'll see you guys then.